President Trump's recent suggestion of a U.S. takeover of Gaza has shocked many in the Middle East, and some are concerned that more major policy surprises could be on the way. While he hasn't spelled out much, at least not yet, the president has hinted at big changes to U.S. policy for other countries, including Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Syria, where NPR's Greg Myrie reports now from the capital city, Damascus.
In the vast courtyard at one of the world's oldest mosques, a Syrian lawyer has a message for President Trump.
Syria is exhausted from 14 years of war. We don't want any more wars. We want peace. We want to live.
The lawyer, Ahmed Kassab, speaks for many Syrians who come to pray at the historic Umayyad Mosque. He's urging Trump to lift U.S. sanctions imposed against ousted dictator Bashar al-Assad. Trump has dropped clues about what he may do in the Middle East, which is still coping with the aftermath of several recent conflicts. But the president hasn't given details.
Well, definitely there's a kind of a scramble to understand what the new Trump administration is going to do in the Middle East. What are its policies?
Paul Salem is based in Beirut, Lebanon, with the Middle East Institute.
So it was a bit jarring to see a message which kind of said nothing's certain. Everything's on the table. Everything is to be renegotiated.
In Syria, Trump is keeping his distance.
We're not involved in Syria. Syria's its own mess. They got enough messes over there. They don't need us involved in everything.
Yet the U.S. still has around 2,000 troops in northeast Syria, where they guard against a resurgence of the Islamic State. If Trump removes those forces, it's not clear whether Syria's new army, still a work in progress, would be able to contain the extremist group. Hussein Ibish is with the Arab Gulf States Institute in Washington. He says those U.S. troops play a critical role.
Removing those forces. But you couldn't ask for a bigger bang for the buck. It's small numbers. But the impact of their removal will be considerable. And it could be, it could really exacerbate tensions.
In contrast to Syria, Trump wants to work closely with Saudi Arabia. His goal is a three-way deal. Israel and Saudi Arabia establish diplomatic ties, while the U.S. strengthens economic links with the Saudis. Again, Paul Salem.
Nothing new there. He will be very close to Saudi Arabia and the Gulf countries. He's interested in investment and technology and the energy markets.
The Saudis are floating the possibility of investing $600 billion in the U.S. But Trump's pursuit of mega deals is likely to collide with unresolved regional issues, like establishing a Palestinian state. Here's Hussein Ibish.
The Saudis made it very clear that the price for that has gone up, and they're talking about the creation of a Palestinian state.
Israel's current government flatly opposes a Palestinian state. Then there's Iran. Trump recently signed an executive order calling for maximum pressure, though he also said he hopes he doesn't have to use it often. Eyal Hulata is a former national security advisor in Israel. He says Trump should squeeze Iran hard until it makes major concessions on its nuclear program.
What is necessary is to reengage in a pressure campaign. Iran needs to give away their nuclear ambitions for a very long period of time.
Hussein Ibish says Iran's position has been significantly weakened, and he believes this may be a moment when nuclear negotiations could work. He suggests Trump make an offer to Iran along these lines.
You can have sanctions relief. You can have regime security if you just back off. Because if you sprint to a bomb, you're sprinting to disaster. We will destroy your nuclear facilities in a matter of a week.
In his first term, Trump tried to reduce the U.S. footprint in the Middle East. Presidents Obama and Biden took a similar approach. Yet so far, all have found that Middle East turmoil keeps pulling them back in. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Damascus.